قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تعالى حاميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يروي حديث قدسي ويقول الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للصائم فرحتان، فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah. It is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to come to the masjid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to witness a month of Ramadan, and Alhamdulillah, with his tawfiq and fadl, fast for the first ashara of the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enables us, He gives us the ability to attain rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these first 10 days, insha'Allah. Say ameen. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةُ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةُ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. It's very important to understand the framework that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was building for the Sahaba. We are in the month of Ramadan, and Alhamdulillah, with Allah's tawfiq and fadl, we are fasting. And when we fast in the month of Ramadan, we see something happening to us as individuals, something which is, Alhamdulillah, only through the tawfiq and fadl of Allah. What is that? What does fasting mean? Fasting means al-imsak, means to asawm, means to do imsak, means to stay away from certain things. And when we stay away from these things, I see Muslims, mashallah, all over America, all over the world. They're staying away from food, from drink, from things which are halal for them for the rest of the year, by themselves. Have you seen any Muslim who needs like a drone on top of their heads, like a drone flying? Following them around. Why? So, well, he's fasting. Somebody has to watch him, right? So, is there an idea that somebody needs to watch you in the month of Ramadan? No. With Allah's fadl and Allah's tawfiq, only through Allah's fadl, we have this mercy, this doors of Jannah has been opened on us. The effect of the mercy of Allah, which is coming from Jannah upon us, is that now we are able to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa means to be conscious of Allah and cognizant of Allah at all times and in all circumstances. Is that not what we're doing when we are fasting? Why is it so that you're sitting in front of, mashallah, this lavish iftar that your wife has cooked for you as you were sitting on the couch. MashaAllah. Right? Allah reward our sisters, mashaAllah, for doing what they do. And Allah give us tawfiq and ability to not complain. Right? What we do. Astaghfirullah. Anyways, so we were sitting in front of that. Do you go ahead and start eating and ravaging even though you're hungry? No, you don't. When you're, you know, let's say alone all by yourself, if a Muslim truly believes in Islam and believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mashallah, most of you do, all of you do. And it's really amazing to see that even in today's world, in a godless world, where nobody wants to believe in religion, nobody wants to see the power of religion, the power of God, we can see this in front of us, that alhamdulillah, individuals like yourself, you're able to stop yourself from eating, from drinking, from doing things that you're allowed to do throughout the day for so many hours without anybody watching you. Why? Because you love Allah. Because you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is in your heart. It is in your soul. And you should be thankful for that. Say Alhamdulillah. You should be thankful for that. As an ummah, we're still able to do that. Alhamdulillah. So it is the tawfiq of Allah in action, the manifestation of the tawfiq of Allah in front of us. That we're able to stop ourselves from things even when nobody is watching us, all alone, closed in a room in a closet, or let's say you're at work and there's no Muslims at work. Are you going to go ahead and drink water? By mistake, probably. Intentionally? No, you won't. Why? Because you're cognizant of Allah. Allah wants us to use Ramadan to develop that mindset for the rest of the year. That when you're about to do an action, just like in the month of Ramadan, before you eat that date, before you, you know, take that sip of water, you're going to make sure the time of iftar in or out. You have to think that, is this action that I'm going to do within the boundary of Islam or outside the boundary of Islam? That's what we need to make ourselves as. Ramadan is here to train us, to facilitate our entrance into Jannah. Right? How? By training us to become like those who interact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. All the time. And guess who interacts with Allah all the time? The angels. Right? They interact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're taking commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when in every action, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to teach us this, that if you want to be successful, this ummah, you have to align yourself and your frequencies and your actions with the actions and frequencies of the angels. When we pray salah 5 times a day, and we say, the imam says, wala dhalin, say ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if your ameen is in line with the angels, then your sins are forgiven. What does that mean? Can you hear the angel saying ameen? You have some sort of superpower? I don't have it. Maybe you have it. I don't know. So what's going on over here? What's going on is our consciousness should be raised. Just like the consciousness of the malaika. Right? Our thinking should be like the thinking of malaika, that Allah is in front of me. Allah is watching me. Allah is everywhere. Right? So the malaika, they're always cognizant of Allah. When we, Allah says, يُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْضُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِي. Right? When there's thunder and lightning, you're supposed to read this dua from the Quran. That the malaika are always in the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they understand His dominion, His power, His might, His magnanimity. They're always cognizant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when our level in salah, every salah, every rak'ah, our cognizance should be increased. And in frequency with the malaika, those who are clean and pure. In another hadith I mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ said, "As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi." That fasting is for me, yani for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says, I will reward for it. Now, if you want to get rewarded, let's say, if you are going to get a Nobel Prize, and the president wants to give you the Nobel Prize himself, how are you going to go to receive the Nobel Prize? In your PJs? In rags? Without deodorant? Hopefully not. We're going to make sure that we're clean, spotless, the best three-piece, probably. Or you'll go and buy one if you don't have one. Right? If you don't have money, then you'll borrow money from somebody. Why? Because you want to look the best. Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you're fasting and I want to reward you for fasting. I want to give you the prize. In order to receive the prize, you have to be with in front of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in another hadith, all of these hadiths, they are lined together. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for the believer. Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. That who loves meeting Allah, Allah loves meeting him. Why? Because you love meeting Allah, you're going to do what? Prepare to meet him. You're going to get ready to meet him. You're going to make sure that you're clean to meet him. And who are the most clean creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who are the ambassadors who came to show us the path, who are there? The angels. They're clean. Ramadan is about elevating our tahara. Salah is about tahara also. So can you pray salah without making wudu?
No.
Why? Because wudu is telling you, my brother, my sister, you have to be clean physically. And when you get in salah, you have to try to clean yourself mentally, psychologically, spiritually. And Ramadan is here to take that to the next level. It's here to take it up a notch. So we are here in Ramadan for tahara, for purification. Why? Because our frequency can match with the angels. Angels, do they eat? No. Do they sleep? No. What do? They read Quran. What do? They do tasbih. What do? They pray salah. They do ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So in Ramadan, what is Allah telling us to do? Not eat. Sleep less. Right? Make yourselves closer to the angels. Why? Why is this theme coming over and over again in salah, in fasting, in recitation of Quran, so that our frequency can match with the angels. Our habits can match with the angels. And when they do, what will happen? Inshallah, we'll be where? In Jannah. We'll be cleansed and pure if we follow that path. And when we do that, Allah's tawfiq will come upon us. Inshallah. And we'll be able to be cognizant of Allah all the time inside Ramadan and outside of Ramadan, inshallah. Right? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq and ability to be always mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all times and in all circumstances and in all months of the year. Are we part-time Muslim? If you say I'm part-time Muslim, I say, okay, no problem. You can only fast and pray in the month of Ramadan. No problem. Mashi. But if you say, no, I'm full-time Muslim, then what does that mean? That means you have to be Muslim all the time. And that means you have to think about Allah all the time. Right? In all circumstances, just like our brothers and sisters, and I'll finish with this, Allah reward them, Allah elevate them, Allah protect them in Gaza. The most difficult of circumstances. And what are they teaching you and me? that in broken masajid they're praying tarawih. They're opening their fast with whatever form of water they can get. They're eating grass, whatever they can eat. They're still fasting. Allahu Akbar. So this tawfiq, this ability that Allah has given them to do good deeds, is a sign that Allah is pleased with them. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them money and wealth to somebody is not, it doesn't mean anything. Fir'aun had a lot of wealth. But is Allah pleased with Fir'aun? No, we don't want to be like Fir'aun. We want to be like those who are like the Ashab al-Ukhdud. Like the Ashab al-Ghazza right now, they're like the Ashab al-Ukhdud in the Quran Allah talks about. Who Allah was pleased with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people who is pleased with Allah at all times. And from among those people who are wanting to meet Allah, and we are going to use this month to cleanse us, to attain that tahara, physical, spiritual, psychological, mental, emotional tahara, and continue with that inshallah after the month of Ramadan inshallah. Right? Jazakallah khairan. And as I said, the places where we can establish this tahara and learn how to be with the angels, where the angels congregate, are the masajid. Are what? The masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, as you know, Masjid Uthman is almost coming to completion, inshallah. Make dua this month of Ramadan that Allah brings it to completion very soon. Say ameen. So now we need your duas, and we also need you to help us, inshallah, in whatever way, shape, and form you can. Financially as well, inshallah, if you can. Whatever you can, inshallah, please do so. So that, inshallah, this project can come to a completion. And this house of Allah can be complete, where the angels will congregate, and we can congregate with the angels, inshallah ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Inshallah, a few minutes for us. Jazakallah.